Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Ite misa est.
Deo gratias.
Amen. Amen.
Do not go away. Merlin would like to speak to you.
Noble barons and knights, ever since the death of Uther Pendragon, King of Cornwall, England has been disturbed by the gravest disorders. King Tintagel, King Carmelide, King Mark, and many others have been waging a war against one another, which has gradually been destroying the flower of our chivalry. Let there be an end to violence and hatred. The time has come for England to have a king who will bring peace and justice.
But how will we choose such a king?
All of us have an equal right to be king.
I shall defend my right to the kingship with my sword.
Gentlemen, gentlemen. Today is the 24th of December, the eve of the birth of our Lord and Savior. Your new king will be shown to you by a miracle. Follow me.
I don't believe in miracles very much. What about you, Mordred?
There is only one thing that I believe in, and that's my sword.
Open up the gates! What do you see inside the enclosure, noble lords?
A sword!
It's a sword thrust right up to its hilt in a steel anvil.
Come forward, Sir Mordred. What words do you see written on the anvil?
I am the sword Excalibur. He who can pull me out will become King of England by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh,
very well, I'm going to pull out the sword and I will become king. It won't move. It's too firmly fixed. I cannot pull it out.
Now it's my turn. I can't make it move at all.
Here, let me try. No, it's quite impossible.
Somebody has played a stupid trick on us.
Yes.
Do you want to try now, Sir Arthur?
We weren't able to succeed, so I'm sure that he won't be able to succeed
no,
either.
Indeed.
Let him try all the same. I'm going to try.
Look, he's pulled out the sword.
Kneel, noble lords. Pay homage to your sovereign king.
Who is this Sir Arthur? Where does he come from? What title had he to the rank of knight?
Sir Arthur is the son of Uther Pendragon, King of Cornwall. He was still a babe in arms when his father entrusted him to me, so that I should bring him up and prepare him for the glory that is to be his. Long live King Arthur!
Long live King Arthur!
Gwen?
Yes, he will. And he'll have no other weapon than the sword Excalibur.
I'll take his sword first, then I'll kill him, and I'll be king instead.
There he is. He's asleep by the side of the lake.
He mustn't recognize us. Let's hide our faces. If he wakes up, I'll attack him from the front. You can stab him from the back.
Come on. Go carefully. His sword's lying beside him.
Give it to me. I'll throw it in the lake.
What are you doing? Where is my sword?
It's at the bottom of the lake.
Why are you here? What do you want?
We're going to kill you.
Who are you? Why have you hidden your faces to kill your king?
Come on, attack him.
I haven't got a sword anymore, but this stick will be enough to thrash you in.
I'm going to nail you to that tree.
And your carcass will make food for the fishes.
Hey,
look after him, Arguin. I'll look after the king.
All right.
Cowards, does it require two of you to attack one man?
I, St. Joseph of Arimathea. You have just arrived in time.
I'm wounded.
He's like a demon that has come from hell.
Let's get away. We're lost.
Cowards! Cowards! I'll fight you again!
Are you wounded, sir?
Only a scratch. I owe you my life. You're a brave knight. What is your name?
My name is Lancelot of the Lake.
That's a name I shall never forget.
And who are you, sir?
I am King Arthur Pendragon.
The king? The king. Your Majesty, I have just journeyed far to come and put myself at your service. It is my ardent wish to become one of the Knights of the Round Table.
No one deserves this honor more than you do, Sir Lancelot.
Arthur Pendragon. Arthur Pendragon.
Who is that voice?
Who is calling?
Look, sire. Look in the lake.
By heaven. It's the arm of a woman coming out of the lake. And my sword is in her hand.
Arthur Pendragon, come and get your sword, Excalibur.
Let's get into this boat, Your Majesty.
I am the Lady of the Lake. Take your sword, Arthur Pendragon. This sword will fight valiantly for you against your enemies. But if ever the day should come that you want to strike a faithful friend, the sword will turn against you. You must never forget that. Never.
Lancelot of the Lake, in the name of our Savior, I declare you to be a knight of the Round Table.
I swear to serve King Arthur Pendragon and Queen Guinevere loyally until the hour of my death. I swear to do harm to nobody, always to fight for the safety of my friends, always to seek the most dangerous adventures, always to defend the weak and the oppressed.
Help.
Who are you?
I'm Catherine Merengis. My sister Eleanor is besieged in her castle by the Black Knight, who wishes to do her harm.
I have sworn to defend the oppressed. Sire, allow me to go to the help of the Lady Eleanor.
Go, sir. And may fortune be with you.
No one can pass here.
The Green Knight.
What do you want?
Are you the champion of the Lady Eleanor?
He will fight the Black Knight.
He will have to overcome me first.
We have talked enough. Make way!
I'm not going to make way for you.
All right then, since you wish it.
He's not moving. He must be dead.
That's the fate I'm keeping for the Black Knight. What is his name?
Malgrivance. My sister refused to marry him, and in order to avenge what he takes as an insult, he's sworn to take her by force.
By the sacred heavens, my lady, he will never accomplish what he desires.
Well, Malgrivance, why are you waiting to attack the castle?
Be patient, Mordred. I still need a few more men.
Watch out! Two horsemen are coming towards us.
There must be messengers.
One of the riders is Catherine. I don't know the other one.
It's Lancelot. Be careful, Malgrivance. He's a dangerous fighter.
The man hasn't been born yet that can make me bite the dust.
Malgrivance, treacherous knight and villain, I command thee to leave the noble Lady Eleanor in peace.
I take orders from no man.
So be it. May God in his mercy give victory to the true cause. Malgrivance, I challenge you to fight with sword and lance.
Are you so anxious to die, then?
Are you ready to fight? Quickly, there's no time to waste.
Our lances are broken. Let's go on with the sword. This is going to be your last fight.
You mean it's going to be your last fight, Malgrivance? God is on my side. You at my mercy. If you leave straight away with your men, I shall spare your life.
All right, Lancelot. But one day I shall have my revenge.
Sir Lancelot, I watched you fight with the Black Knight from the ramparts of my castle, and I prayed God to spare you.
Your prayers have been granted, Lady Eleanor. That villain, the Black Knight, will trouble you no more.
You fought courageously, dear knight.
God helped my arm, my lady.
I should like to thank you, Sir Lancelot, and I offer you the hospitality of my castle. You can stay here as long as you wish. But why are you looking at me like that, Sir Lancelot?
Last night I had a dream. I saw myself in a forest. Nearby, a young girl was gathering flowers. And when she heard me coming, she lifted her head towards me, and the face I saw was exactly like yours.
Go on, Sir Lancelot.
She came up to me and said, I have been waiting for you, Lancelot. God has chosen that you should be my husband.
That was a sign of the will of God, Sir Lancelot.
I was born on the other side of the sea, in Brittany, where the land is gayer, the sun is brighter, and the trees are greener. In the castle of my ancestors, there's a little chapel with angels painted on the windows. Near this chapel, there lives an old priest. Lady Eleanor, will you agree to let this priest bless our marriage?
I give you my solemn promise upon my oath that I shall be your wife.
Are all your men there, Cadin?
Yes, they're so well hidden that the devil himself couldn't find them.
If the information we have received is right, Queen Guinevere will be here soon, and she will be escorted by only 10 men.
Malgrivance will be with them. If things don't go well, he will rally to our side.
Good. I shall take the Queen, and I shall keep her as a hostage, and I shall demand King Arthur to abdicate in my favor. Watch out, here they come.
The forest is delightful around here. I'm very pleased that you brought me along this way, Sir Malgrivance.
Your Majesty.
Isn't that Sir Mordred coming towards us now?
Madame, you're my prisoner.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
Come out, men, come out. Take the escort's weapons from them.
This is an ambush. Let us save our queen.
Don't move, any one of you. You are only 10 and we are 100.
We can do no other than give in, Your Majesty.
Rather than do that, we must die to the last man.
But our deaths can serve no useful purpose.
Sir Malgrivance is right, my friends. We can do no other than yield.
This way, Madame.
Where are you going to take us?
I'm going to take you to my castle. I shall see to it myself that you are well treated.
I'd like to have my page near me. Would you grant me this favor?
Yes, I grant you it.
Come here, Roland.
Your Majesty.
Let us go.
Take this ring to Sir Lancelot, Roland, and tell him that the Queen is held prisoner in Mordred's castle.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Look! The page has escaped!
Let him be taken, dead or alive!
Thank you.
There's no doubt about it. This ring belongs to the Queen.
You must save her, Sir Lancelot.
Bring my armor and saddle my horses.
Let me come with you, Sir Lancelot.
No, my boy. Stay with the Lady Eleanor and tell her that if I die, my last thoughts will be of her.